Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're learning Masech Nesiyum, Nefem Heim, and Aleph. We're going to go back to Nefem Dal and Midbeis. The mission describes that B'chol Yoyim, they were chayta with a machta of four kavim, and put it into a machta with three kavim, because they were chayta b'shal kesef, and they put it into shal zav, so they had a little extra on the machta they were chayta to make sure that the machta they put into was full. But on Yom Kippur, they were chayta with a machta of zav, v'boha yom achnis, and that machta was three kavim. They didn't spill it to anything else. And the Gemara brings the Braisa Tana, nispazlo kav gecholim mechabdan la'amo. When they be chayta with a machta four kavim of gecholim, and put into a machta with three kavim, so what happened to the other kavim? It fell on the floor. So the Braisa says they would sweep it into the amma, into the stream. So the two nidainim in the Rishainim, which is discussed by the Taisis Yishanim and the Taisis Rashir, and Taisis and the Ridva later in the Afman Vavim and Beis, and also the Raivin and Masechtas Taman on the Mishnah about the Keteris there, Perikei Mishnehei. One is, how are you allowed to sweep the coals into the stream of water? Why isn't that Issa Deraisa of being Mechamed the Eish of the Mizbech? The Gemara later on the Afman Vavim and Beis says, someone takes the gechelos off the mizbech, even though at the present time it's not on the mizbech, but since he took it from the mizbech, and then he extinguishes it, he's chayiv. He did the iser of kibuy eish from the mizbech. So why do you have that problem with this extra kav of gecholim? As I fag in the Rishainim, Rabbeinu Simcha asks this kasha, Taiz brings this kasha b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha. And Ben Simcha says, because of that, now like Rashi, the Amma is not an Amma's Mayim, it's a place that's called Amma, but really, they were not Mechabit, and he holds that there is an Issaki by Enechanami. You are not allowed to extinguish these coals since they came from the Mizbech. Fire that comes from the Mizbech and Allah to extinguish. Taisus there brings another Teretz, assuming that you're not allowed to be Mechabit the fire, that is talking about they waited till they got extinguished. They waited until the fire went out of the coals. When it was completely ashes, that's when they swept it into the Amma. But other Rishainim Neman that you're allowed to extinguish it, the Ravid, in Talmud, like we said, Perikei Mishnehei, he says at the end, that any time you're extinguishing the fire because that's what the Tzarech Avayah is, that's what's important for the Aveda, that's not an Issa Kibui. So here, since you're doing it because you don't want the Azara to be messy, you're doing it to clean the Azara for the Noy of the Azara, and the male is no Issa Kibui. But Taisis and Taisis Shanim and Taisis Rashi and the Ridva and the Ravid, they all bring another Svar, that there's no Issa Kibui for a different reason, because Kibui is only when the fire is supposed to be on the Mizbeach, when it's supposed to be in use. When you take off Gachelos on the Mizbeach and your Mechabit, what you're really supposed to be doing with it is putting it back on the Mizbeach. So Mela, even though it's not presently on the Mizbech, but it came from the Mizbech, it belongs on the Mizbech, and that's why there's an Issa Deraisa of Kibui. Masha'en Kain, when you took it from the Mizbech for the purpose of Keteris, so it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. It's not supposed to be on the Mizbech anymore. Now this becomes for the Keteris. That's the point of it. So Mela, you're not a chiyuv to return to Mizbech. There's no reason to return it to the Mizbech. So Mela, there's no chiyuv Kibui. You see, the Gemara there, Vav Beis, has a machlekes the Bayin Rav according to the first lashon. If let's say you mechaber the eish of the machta or the menorah that you're getting from the mizbech and chitza, and is there an issa kibui? If you're an issa kibui, the kohen gadol takes off gecholim to bring it into the lifnayah lifnim to do the k'tiris. Is there an issa kibui if you can extinguish the fire? But there, Taisa says, even if you're all there is, that's because there's still a shtamshus of avoda to be done for the machta, for the menorah. That's why Abai holds this as a kibbutz. And even then, Rav holds, since it doesn't belong on the mizbech, there's no as a kibbutz. But here, where neither belongs on the mizbech, nor is there any more avoda, the kavos nispazer is finished already, so male, there's no as a kibbutz. That's the first nidin. So as a machlaik is showing him, there's an as a kibbutz, and you're not putting in the stream where you're waiting till it's kava. If there's no as a kibbutz because it's a tzarech kavaya for the noya azara, or there's no esekibui because it doesn't belong on the mizbech. There's no din to put it back. It's integral mitzvase. Second, even the Rishayim discusses Rabbeinu Nisim Gayin's kasha, which Taisus and all these Rishayim, Taisus Shanim, Taisus Rush, the Rav of the Masech the Stam, and also Taisus Masech Sligidaf of Gimel Beis also brings down this kasha. Rabbeinu Nisim Gayin's kasha is a Gemara Chagiga that says there's a din that when things have kedusha sagof as a kedusha of a carbon. So the din is that the kli is mitzayif, like seilis, flour for mincha, keteris, the keteris that's burnt on the mizbech ha'primi, and the levaina, and gecholim, it says, coals, if it's full yayim touches part of them, all of them become tamei, because kli mitzayif mashu b'seich ha'lekaidish. So, zakti b'ne nisim gai, and I see from there that gecholim, once it's in a kli, get kedushas aguf. So, Ibazai, how could you possibly take something kedushas aguf and just sweep it away into the amma? Why is that a problem being mafsid kachim? As I fact, Rabbeinu Nisim Gaim, one of the Gaim, and he says to Teretz, that this is a Yishalmi's kasha in Masechtas Chagiga. Yishalmi's kasha is, the Lashon Yishalmi is this, Nicha Seilus Teretz Levaina Gecholim Nai. I understand Seilus, Keteris, and Levaina when they're Mitzarev. Seilus by Mincha, Keteris, by Keteris, Levaina. But what about Gecholim? What's Gecholim? Amr Abun Barakana, it is possible Gecholim Shal Yemi Kippurim, it's only by the Gecholim of Yom Kippur, because there the actual shovel that he gets the Gecholim, he's bringing those in that shovel, he's being machnis, so there has a din of kedushas aguf. But not the regular Gecholim of the Keteris Baikir and Erev of every day. Just like we have a Mishnah there, meaning here in it's the Brisa that's here, it's the Mishnah in Tamid, that Nispazim and Akav Gecholim Ayim Echabdan La'ama. So Vash Deit Nirshami, that Gecholim is specifically Gecholim Ayim Kippur, because the other Gecholim can't be that the Afgushas Aguf, because you see the Echabdan La'ama. That's what it says in Nirshami. So Nisagayin explains that since this is not the Kli which is meant for the Gecholim, because you're not using this Kli, you're putting it into a different Kli, it's not Mekadeshit. Now Taisus says that there's another perish in the Yerushalmi. Not that it's not Kedushas Aguf. Rabbeinu Baruch says it's not the Pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Pshat in the Yerushalmi is that there's no din Tzirif Kli. Because Tzirif Kli is only when it's necessary to be in a Kli. But since there's one Kav that's not necessary to be in the Kli, so Mamela, that's Oymet to be out of the Kli, Mamela Sechsayin and Tzirif Kli. So by Kedarish Yom Kippurim, it all belongs in the Kli. There's a din sirif kli, mashengin k'tayrus of kol hashana, where it doesn't all belong in the kli, some of it belong out of the kli, some of it's going to be nispazer, so there's no din of sirif kli. So it's a machlekes. Rabbeinu Nisim Gaim learns that it doesn't have kedushas aguf, because, and like nispazer is a chayra araya, and Rabbeinu Baruch says, no, it has kedushas aguf, it just doesn't have the din of sirif kli. So according to Rabbeinu Baruch, what's the pshat, and what's the teretz of Rabbeinu Nisim Gaim's kasha? So the two Malchim and the Rishonim, Taisus and the Ravid and others say a svar that maybe he has kedushas aguf, but he's still allowed to be mechabdim lama because you don't have the tzerich in anymore. It's not a mitzvah. Say just because it has kedushas aguf, it has his carbon, but if he can't use it, so who says it's any issue to mechabdim lama? That's one pshat the Rishonim say. Now like Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, but there's another pshat that Taka doesn't have kedushas aguf, and the two Malchim, why? Rabbeinu Tam answered the question. That you don't have kavanah to make kedushas aguf. Now, why don't you have kavanah to make kedushas aguf? I saw in a blade mal, and he says he was clearing. If the pshat was that you only want the kedushas aguf to be chal by the second machta, we're talking about the first machta. Until you put in the second machta, you don't want the kedushas aguf. Or is the pshat that you don't want the kav that's nispazer to have kedushas aguf? That particular kav, whichever is going to end up being nispazer, mitchili, I have no kavanah to mekadesh that. One of the two is the pshat Rabbeinu Tam. And the problem that Taisus has Rabbeinu Tam is, it's a machlekes in the Gemara and Sukkah. The Gemara and Sukkah that from Tesim and Beis has a machlekes of Kli Sharis is mekadesh l'das or not. And you're going to ask a machlekes Amiran, and this is a Mishnah. So if the answer why it could be mechabdan la'ama is because it doesn't have kedusha guf because en Kli Sharis mekadesh el l'das, so how are you going to answer with the man Yom, and it says that a Kli Sharis doesn't need Dasi Mekadesh? The other Teretz, why it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf at this point, is because the Machta Shel Kesef wasn't the Kli Sharis. The Machta Shel Zav, which you brought in the Kecholim, was a Kli Sharis, but the Machta Shel Kesef was not a Kli Sharis. So since the Machta Shel Kesef was not a Kli Sharis, it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf. The one in Yom Kippur was, of course, a Kli Sharis. He did the Teretz in it. But the one of the whole year was not a Kli Sharis. So in that, Taisus asks the Kasha, well, why isn't the Mizbeach Mekadesh them? The Mizbeach has Kedusha. Why wouldn't that be Mekadesh the Gecholim? So I saw in Reb Leib Malin, it's in Simon Chaf, he wants to say, what's the shaila here? What's the shakla v'tai here? And this guy asked the kasha, I has kedusha zaguf, and he says, Enechanami, the only thing that has kedusha zaguf is the one from Yom Kippur, the one from the rest of the year doesn't have kedusha zaguf. He brings from the Yerushalmi. Now he said, Rebbeinu Baruch didn't learn the Yerushalmi that way. So the question is, so how do we answer Nisan Gayan's kasha? Either the pshat, that even if it has kedusha zaguf, what's the problem? You don't need it anymore, so you can mechabit le'yama. Or the pshat is, I'll tell you why it doesn't kedusha zaguf, because kedusha zaguf needs das. Ain't kli mekadesh el adav. Or because the machdash al-kesef wasn't a kli sharis. But here's the problem. Why, according to Rabbeinu Nissim Gayin, doesn't have kedusha zaguf? He doesn't explain. He just says that it doesn't. Does he mean one of these two taimim? So what's Taisus asking on them and not on Rabbeinu Nissim Gayin? And if he doesn't mean one of these two taimim, so why Taka doesn't have kedusha zaguf? If the machdash al-kesef is a kli sharis and you don't need das, so what does he mean you don't have kedusha zaguf? What's the discussion in Taisus? As Dr. Blame, Rav Nissim Gayin is being mechadish that there's bechlal no din kedusha zaguf for gecholim of k'tayrus. There's no such din. It's not a carbon bechlal. Something which isn't supposed to be a carbon can't have kedusha zaguf. If you have water, if you have, nisach hamayim, nisach hayayin, if you have seilus or k'tayrus, they're supposed to be a carbon. So then, if they're in the klisharis, the shayla, if it needs das, it doesn't need das, but it's shayach taf kedusha zaguf. Wood that's burning by Yom Kippur, that's supposed to be a carbon. That's supposed to be like a carbon. That could have kedusha zaguf. The regular k'tayrus of Nisim Gayin is saying, it's not b'chalma shayach taf kedusha zaguf, it's not a carbon. It's not ever shayach to be in the skadish. That should be in Nisim Gayin's svar. The other is shayinim aclaring, no. There is kedusha zaguf. A pum doesn't have kedusha zaguf yet, because the machdash al kesef, the first machdash, is not a klisharis. Or because the vayli, you don't have das to be mekadesh it. But it's shayach kedusha zaguf. So then we have a kasha. What do you mean? Then we show him the amiram, the hold, you don't need das. And what do you mean? Even if the machdash al kesef is not a klisharis, and his bag's a klisharis, so we have a kasha. But in Rabbeinu Nissim Gayin, the sign of his pshat is that the gecholim for the k'tayrus for the whole year, b'chlal not shayach to the inyan of kedusha zaguf. They're not a carbon b'chlal. That's the shakel of v'tayr in the Yishayim, and that's how he learns. So Reb Leib asks, according to Reb Nissim Gayin, that learns that if it has kedusha zaguf, it's going to, you're not allowed to be mechabed elama. So why isn't that the reason why you can't be chayta with Dalit Kabin and put it in Gimel Kabin? The Gemara says the reason is Chul Shur Dekayin Gadol. Why don't you say more simple? Because the only way you could do that is if it's not going to be Niskadish Mekdusha Zaguf according to Ben Yisim Gayin. And Ketayr Shem Kippurim is. So Mamele you have to use the same Machta. If that's your Teretz, why can Mechabed Le'amah be because the Gecholim of the whole year doesn't have a Din Kedusha Zaguf. And the din kedusha zaguf that's referred to in the Gemara Chagiga, that the kli is mitzayv hashem seich is dafka cholam of Yom Kippur, so that should be the reason why you can't pour it into another machta. Why does the Gemara say chulsa the kain gadol? He says, "Bemis the tayis kainim is mashmad at such a thing. The tayis kainim has a drasha that v'lakach v'hevi that use the same machta. V'lakach mloya machta v'hevi that teaches you use the same machta. So tayis kainim is mashmad now chulsa the kain gadol." The Rosh Hashanah and the Mishnah from Gilma Meis really asks this kasha. And he says, what do you need chos to the Kohen Gadol? Typically, there's a din that the machta that you did the chtiyah, that was the one they have to bring in. And he wants to say that maybe the Mishnah means not the k'tayris of Lefnayim Lefnim. When the Mishnah is contrasting the k'tayris of Yom Kippur with the k'tayris of Kol HaShem HaKula, it means the k'tayris Beik of Erev on Yom Kippur. The Rambam Grana says that way. The Rambam says that the Ketayris Beikiv Erev on Yom Kippur had a different din. They were Chayte B'Shel Zav U'Boha Yom Achnis. So that's not only on Tzchul Shur Kayin Gadol, because that's the regular Ketayris. But that's the Rambam Shita. The Ramban, in the second parak, holds that the regular Ketayris on Yom Kippur, Beikiv and Erev, the Kayin Gadol B'chal to bring in the Machta. There is no Tzchul Shur Kayin Gadol. He holds that, and then a regular kain brought in the machta. We spoke about this amal. That's why he says they had the third pius for k'tayrus. The third pius was it couldn't be who did the k'tayrus. The kain gadol had to do all the aveda, But who brought in the machta? He brings a tesefta. It says, "B'chol yom beis kanim nechnasim echad b'kaf echad b'machta." Another difference between Yom Kippur and Kol Yom, that Kol Yom two kanim come in, one with the kaf, one with the machta. Yom neitos the machta, minus the kaf is smiley. But by medvar memurim b'ktayr shel lefnayel lefnim. Now ktayr shel mizbeach hazav, harek ktayr shel shayim ayis hashana. So you see, mefurish l'chay, the Rambam says not the way. The Rambam learns that the chulshit of Kohen Gadol, that they use the same machta, was even by the regular ktayrus. But the Ramban brings it to Sefta that the regular ktayrus in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol b'chal, bring in the machta. That's our chiyim b'zeh. But could be a ben nisim guy and holds like the Rambam. The Rabbi Leiblan also declares that maybe you could say that without chulshit of Kohen Gadol, you'd be chayte b'shel kesef and put into shel zav, you do all three kavin. You wouldn't let a kav be nispazi. You'll do all three kavin. Maybe you could say that. Balkopanim, that's the site of a Bein and Isim Gain, that Yom Kippur has a din carbon, and the male and Is Kedushas Kli. The rest of the year has no din carbon. Vaharayi the Mechamed and Ma'ama, and male doesn't need Kedushas Kli. That's where Bein and Isim Gain learns the Yushalmi. Mashaykh and the other Yushayim, no, the rest of the year also has a din carbon. It could have Kedushas Kli. Either the Pshat is in spite of the fact that Kedushas Kli is still allowed to be Mechamed and Ma'ama, because it's Nasa Mitzvasei. Or it didn't have Kedushas Kli yet, because it wasn't Ladas. Well, because the Machta Shel Kesef was in the Kli Sharis. Now, the Gemara goes further. B'chol yayim lahayilay niyashtik, v'yayim hayilay niyashtik, divi ben esgan. That's what the Mishnah, that's what the Gemara brings the Braisa. What's a niyashtik? It's a machalikish Rishayim. Rashi says it's a bell, it's a ring, that's on the head of the Machta, that it bangs, so they have nishma kaila b'vayilay kainish. That's what Rashi brings. The Ridva says, "Einis pasuk stum at the mill." It's not talking about the avoid of Yom Kippur lefnei lefnim, but the Chum learned it out. Just like normally, when you go into the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohen Gadol has bells on his mill to finish mekaylei. So here on Yom Kippur, he's only wearing big day lovan. He's not wearing a mill, so he has a bell on the machta to finish mekaylei vayelak kaidish. That's one pshat, Rashi's pshat. But all the Rishayim learn differently. The Ridva brings from the Gaonim that it means a kisui, a cover. But he learns that you're covering the coals. He says either it's shalayichbu ha-gecholim, that the coals shouldn't get extinguished, or shalayichbu panav michayim ha-gecholim, that his face shouldn't get burnt. So it sounds like it's a cover on top of the coals. Why don't you need this every day? So he says every day, you're not holding something in your left hand, you could cover your face with your left hand. But he doesn't explain so clearly, why don't you have shalayichbu ha-gecholim every day? Why is that only on Yom Kippur? And it really comes from the Eitzur Gai. Eitzur Gai, and he brings a Chuvah Gai. The Menashtik is a Kisi, either you mechased a machta. But the other Rishayim bring it differently. Taisus and Taisus Shanim and Taisus Rosh say that it's a Nartik, but they learn it's a Nartik around the handle of the machta. And Shal Yichva means that his hand shouldn't get burnt, not that his face shouldn't get burnt. And bring the Yishalmi says like this, B'chol Yayim Lahayim by Nartik, so you see it's a cover, V'yayim Hayim by Nartik, Kadesh Lay Tichbe. So we have in the Shalmik Tichbe with a base. That sounds like the first lesson of the Ritva, that it shouldn't get extinguished. But the Taisis and the Taisis Rosh had a Girsa Tichbe with a Vav, which means he shouldn't get burnt. But they learned it means the hand shouldn't get burnt, because Yishalmi has a Kasha Ve'enech Haitzitz. So Yishalmi answers, Amr Abesi Berboin, Kaivei B'masmer, that you affix this Nashtik, this Nartik, onto the handle with a Masmer. So the issue of chatzitza wouldn't be if you're covering the coals. It would be if you're protecting your hand. It's something to protect your hand with it. Now, there's even a third pshat, the Meiri's pshat, that nashtik is a base. It's a basis that normally you don't have to be able to have anything on the banim of the machta. You're not going to put the machta down. You're just going to get the coal straight onto the mizbeach hapnimi. But here, you're putting it on the floor, and you're doing the Ketairis on it, so it has to have a Nashtik, meaning a base. Now the Rambam leaves out the din of Niyashtik altogether. The Rambam leaves it out. So the Pri Chodesh, in the Sefer Mayim Chaim, which is brought in the back of the Shabbos Frankel Rambam, and also Sir Hitzik says the same thing, because the Braisa really says it B'Lashon Yachid. The Braisa's Lashon is Divi Ben Askan. Hayom Hayol Nashtik Divi Ben Askan. So it sounds like it's a Lashon Yachid. See, Yechitzuk mentions the Yishalmi brings the din of Nartik Stam, but that's what the Bavli brings the Balash in Yachid. So I saw in the Milchas of Rambam, he clears other svaris why the Rambam didn't pass like the Gemara. He says, one pshat you could say like this, that maybe he learned Yashik like Rashi. It's al nishma koylai. So why didn't he pass in the way? Because there's a Gemara in Nafnan Beis, and the Gemara there says, Rabbi Yosi said, Chaviv in Yisrael shleis tshuchan akasel v'shliach. And Rabbi Nechanana learns, Rabbi Nechanana writes to the Halei Tirik, he b'chol ha-shanam, he tshuchu l'kayim b'makam shliach akashish yimayne b'teich pamayne. That the kayin as a shliach has to have the remaining bang. Because when he goes to the Kaddish, he has to wear them ill. He has to like ask Rishus to come in. He has to bang like he has to knock on the door. But here on Yom Kippur, he comes with Nayan Liftim, he doesn't need him ill. So that's what Rabbi Yosi says. So you see, Rabbi Yosi holds, he doesn't need Nishma Kaylai. So the Rach himself learns Niyashtik like the Rosh Rishayim, Nartik, but maybe the Rambam learned like Rashi, and he learned the Gemara there like the Rach, and the Mela, that sugya is arguing in our sugya, so he's matcha our sugya me'alocha. Clears another pshat. The Yishalmi asks the kasha, it should be a chatzitza, right? And the Yishalmi says that you will fix the nashtik with the masmer. But maybe that's totally if you can make a kli sharis out of eitz. Because the Rambam passes, you can't make a kli sharis only from machas bovad. If you made it from eitz, say etzim, even as chuchas, it's puzzle. So maybe who would then, when you have R on a kli sharis, can't be a kli sharis. So melam, it won't become bottle to the kli. Because the Ara doesn't have a din of a kli sharis. As a klaita. Malkopanim, however you want to learn, the Rambam doesn't bring down the din of Niyashtik. He had a reason to be derech in his Gemara and fana alacha. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara talks about the different marachas that were made. The machlaikis tanoim, if there were two marachas every day and on Yom Kippur, they were meisif one. Or if there were three marachas every day in Yom Kippur, they were meisif one. Or four marachas every day in Yom Kippur, they were meisif one. But everyone agrees they are meisif one him. Give it the Gemara later brings a drasha for that. Now this one they are meisif, Rashi says that the Yisafu was to take a cholim and for the k'tayrus lefnayu lefnim. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam Pirish Mishnayis writes when he brings the extra maracha for Yom Kippur, he says, v'kol meidim k'alkoponim tzarech tesefes maracha b'yayim tzim kippur l'kavadu lehidu b'enei ha'am. He doesn't say what you do with it. A new maracha for covenant and hidu ve'enei ha'am. It doesn't say they use it for the k'tayrus lefnai lefnim. And Elchus Avedis Yom Kippurim also he writes like this in Perek Beis Lachay B'chol Yom Hayom Mizbech Shalosh Maracha Shalesh. He passes like a Beisi V'yom Hayisham Dalid Mesifin Maracha G'day Lahadar Mizbech La'atray. Now about it's a deraisa the good thing. The Gemara learns that from Midrashi. He can't light a fire on Yom Kippur if it wouldn't be deraisa. But he doesn't mention anything about using it for the k'tayrus lefnai lefnim. The Pri Chadash, the Mayim Chaim from the Pri Chadash, and Siach Yitzchak asked that the Sefta says Mefurish like Rashi. There's no Gemara that says Mefurish. The Sefta says Mefurish that the Keteris came from this extra Maracha. The Rambam doesn't mention it. Tzarechim is that. There's another Shmuz about this Maracha Lekiyam Eish, which Rabbi Yosi and Remeya both hold of. The Rashi says like this, that if Eina Eish La Maracha Gdele Miskaber Misifin all of that. And that's what the Dvorasa says. At the point of Kiyam Eish means there should be a fire available in case the other fire is a Shvacha fire, you should be able to add to the fire from this third Maracha. But the Rambam says differently. The Rambam says, it's in Hilchus Svinim Sof and Perek Beis Lachad Dalad, Maracha Shlishis Ein Alech Klum Alekiyam Mitzvah Se'es Shadem Eish Tamet Tukat. It's a mitzvah to have fire there. The Rosh Hashanah was bothered with Rashi. Why don't you learn Kipshutai? Is Xerius a Kosev, should be Eishim is back without any din of Akhtaris Karbanis. So Meli had a Maracha Bafne Atzma. He doesn't bring the Rambam. It's interesting. But he has Sefer Akash. The Sefer Chinuch also learns like the Rambam. The Sefer Chinuch says, Falyiksha Lecha Maya Mitzazu, Varako Banam Hailem Alhaver Eish Lazarach Karban, Shinaskai Vahakav Laishi Efshir. What's this mitzvah to have Eishim is back? Of course you have to have Eishim is back. You need it for the Karban. So why is there a bezunder mitzvah to have Eish on the Mizbeach? But he says like this, Ki mitzvah zeb b'fnei atzmahi. It's a separate mitzvah. Ki mavana Eish atzarech l'karbon yibarim Eish mizbeach l'mitzvah zu. U'kumay shadar shazal. Sholosh marachah shal Eish min haksuvim. Just like the darshan, that the three marachas of Eish from the ksuvim, you need a special marachah, nothing to do with that. Ktara, just simply to have fire. And at the end of the mitzvah, Mr. Kuflai Mabez, he says, they didn't make this third maracha, the mevatel mitzvah say. The Mechas Chinuch asks, Who says? As long as it's fine in the Mizbech, that's the mitzvah says. It's according to Buddha, there is no Meracha Gimel. And if, but you still Mekai in the mitzvah of Eishim Mizbech Tukabai, because you have another Meracha Gedela. So even in Biesi, he says to have a Meracha Gimel, he's learning to make sure that there's a fire on the Mizbech. But the Etzim Din of the fire, you have with the other Merachas also. Because the Mechaskin is learning Merach like Rashi. That it's not a mitzvah stam to have fire in the Mizbech, have fire in the Mizbech ready. The mitzvah is to have a third maracha to make sure, in case the fire gets shvach, you'll always have a fire as an insurance to make sure it'll be fire in the Mizbech. But let's say you didn't make the third maracha, and there's still fire in the Mizbech, so you never waver the law of not having fire on the Mizbech. But, unlike Blei Malin, is Mavar, it's in Simon Chav Eis Dalid, that according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, it's not the pshat that you need fire in the Mizbech. You need two fires. You need a fire for Akhtar, you need another fire for Kiyam Eish. That's a separate mitzvah. It's not the pshat that it's one mitzvah that you need fire, and the third marach is to ensure you have fire. That's Rashi's pshat. That's the Ritva's pshat. But the Rambam and the Chinuch's pshat is that you have a separate fire, a separate din fire for Kiyam Eish. So he explains like this, the Rambam says that at Tzasas Alisa, we have in the Gemara at Tzasas Alisa, making the kindling wood, has to be done with the kain, has to be done by Reisha Shel Mizbeach. The Rambam says that din, he only brings it by the third Maracha. Now the Gemara says that din even according to Behuda, which doesn't hold, there is a third Maracha altogether. So how could the Rambam only bring it by the third Maracha? So he says like this. Because the din of at Tzasas Alisa is not a din in the Eish Shel Akhtara. That doesn't need Atzasas Alisa. As long as that fire is there, it's good enough. The din the Kain has to make the fire, Bereshit Shel Mizbeach, is a din in the Kiyam Eish. So according to the Rambam, according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir, there's two fires. There's the fire of Akhtara, the fire of Kiyam Eish. Only the fire of Kiyam Eish has a din Atzasas Alisa. That's the din. Bereshit Mizbeach Tuka by Lay Sechba, the din of Atzasas Alisa. That din is specifically for the fire of Kiyam Ha'esh. But according to Yehuda, the Maracha Gedela has both dinim. It's Sai has a din Akhtara, and Sai has a din of Kiyam Ha'esh. So the din of Atzasas Alisa would be on the Maracha Gedela also. But according to Rabbi Yosi, there's two separate Marachas. One for Akhtara, one for Kiyam Ha'esh. The din of Atzasas Alisa would only be on the one of Kiyam Ha'esh, would only be on the third Maracha. That's the Pshat in the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.